Just a couple of days ago, three hospitals were attacked. The most serious was on the Al-Quds Palestinian Red Crescent Hospital in Gaza City. All the patients had to be moved to the main hospital, Shifa. Tony Lawrence is acting head of the World Health Organization's office in the West Bank and Gaza. In a briefing from Jerusalem, he told journalists in Geneva that overall 16 health facilities and 16 ambulances have been damaged or destroyed, most by indirect fire.
These recent damage to health facilities and so on comes after an assurance was given us by Israel, an order issued as we were advised by the general of the Southern Command, that ambulances and medical personnel and UN as well must be protected. One has to ask, what is one to make of such assurances when only 2 or 3 days later we have these incidents occurring?
The Palestine Health Ministry reports nearly 1,200 people have been killed and 5,300 wounded. Most are civilians and one-third are children. The Israeli cabinet reportedly is preparing to vote on a proposal for a unilateral ceasefire Saturday evening. But in the lead-up to this vote, Israel mounted 50 airstrikes Friday evening, killing and wounding more people. Lawrence says it is virtually impossible in some areas, particularly around Gaza City, for ambulances and paramedics to reach people who are wounded and dead because of the fighting. He says the healthcare system has been weakened and depleted because of the 18-month Israeli blockade. He says hospitals are short of supplies, the equipment is deplorable, and the infrastructure is in desperate need of repair.
Despite all that, the hospital doctors have coped remarkably well. They're very experienced with this kind of work, but it is a system now under enormous strain. And of course, it's now absolutely at full capacity, and the beds are steadily filling up. The main hospital, Shifa, has coped up to now by very efficient discharge of patients as soon as they're ready to be moved on.
Lawrence says the situation cannot go on for much longer. He says both the hospitals and health personnel are reaching the limit of what they can do to care for the ever-growing number of war wounded. He says the World Health Organization is assisting the hospitals. He says WHO is trying to address the shortage of drugs and equipment, but he says there is only so much that can be done under the current terrible circumstances. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.